Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
My next guest solution is simple. Remember, you are a human with feelings. It's great to welcome Helen Wada. She's the author of Human Wise to the show. Good morning to you, Helen.
Good morning, Bobby. Great to be here.
Now, thank you for joining me, Helen. Is it that simple? Remember that you are a human with feelings?
I think if it was that simple, we wouldn't be here today.
Right.
So I think it's more than that.
Tell me this. Your own background is one in accountancy. You discovered a love for coaching. You say it was like an epiphany for you. So you've blended your financial management and accounting skills with coaching, which gives you kind of a different approach.
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. So my original trade was a chartered accountant. You're absolutely right. With a firm called Arthur Anderson that many of your older listeners may remember from many, many years ago. And I left that firm because I looked up at the partnership and I didn't want to sell. That wasn't me. But you roll forward the clock. I did a stint in industry, a master's in management development and change. And then I moved into consulting with KPMG. And what I realized, Bobby, was when I was in the boardroom, I was using the skills that I had that I trained when I was a coach. So I am also a trained executive coach. I've been coaching for about 10 years now. And it was those human-centered skills that became the really important skills for having the right conversations with leaders in the boardroom.
So as you say, you blend humanity with commerciality, which is, you know, they're not generally bedfellows. So that is interesting. Let's talk about the book then, Human Wise, Helen. You say that you draw on real life experiences, introducing a practical and proven human framework, placing self-confidence, emotional intelligence and coaching skills at the center of personal and professional success. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds quite a mouthful. There's a lot there, Bobby. What I've done is I've really simplified it into five key points around the mnemonic human. I talk about the importance of how you show up, about knowing your values, know what's important to you, and knowing where you want to get to. I then talk about how you understand others and get curious, those coaching skills that are really important to understand what your customers want, where they're coming from, what system that they're operating in. And then it's all about how your mindset matters, blending that commercial focus of your business with a coaching approach of what's important to your customers by being open, getting curious, and challenging them in their point of view. The A is act and adapt, because once you know how brilliant you are, you can have confident conversations. But we all know that those conversations don't go according to plan. So you need to have presence to be reading the room and to adapt in the moment. And then when you're looking to transition business, to create business new opportunities, what are the next steps, the end of the human? And then how do you negotiate? And I bring all of those human skills and qualities from coaching into that framework that's relevant for you, for your teams and your commercial conversations.
Let's look at the coaching mindset, because I think that would be very interesting to people. You say that it sharpens awareness of how you show up in the critical moments and deepens your focus on others when the stakes are high. Does that say that you also need to be a really good listener?
Yeah, absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. So I continue to practice this each and every day. I've got two teenage boys at home. Listening is key. But when you're in those high stakes situations, for me, one of the most underrated skills that we have in business today is listening. As you deepen your coaching skills, it's all about awareness. What is going on for you? What is going on for others? And you can only tap into that if you're fully present and truly listening to the person or people in front of you.
Because as you say in the book, the instinct is actually to prepare for the next response rather than actually listening to what someone is saying. You're thinking ahead of what somebody is saying.
Yeah.
This is like when the pressure is really on now in the boardroom, you're having to make critical decisions around a crisis that's happened really quickly.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And for me, it's that's when these coaching skills of understanding ourselves and just taking a moment to pause. I think sometimes there's so much danger in these high stakes situations that you to run forward and say the next thing rather than making a pause and getting curious using questions to maybe get curious to where the other person is coming from. Why is their point of view such as it is? And how can you collectively come together to a we rather than me and you?
Yeah, it's amazing as well. Like, you know, how important is it to show or not show vulnerability? I used to work with a guy who was amazingly calm under the most, you know, pressurized circumstances. And I always admired his ability to stay calm.
Yeah. There's two points there. You say, how much of yourself do you show? In the book, I talk about a sort of a window with curtains. And for me, the more that you can show of yourself, the more other people show of themselves. And so what you do is you're creating that sort of trust and relationship. When you observe people that are brilliant in the boardroom, they come across as that sort of self-assured. And for me, it's, you know, finding something that works for you, putting your feet on the ground, holding your pen, just taking a step back or slowing down the speed of your communication. It's those things that make a difference in those critical conversations.
And finally then, Helen, I suppose your work, do you see this, your work, do you see the results of your work, you know, actively when you look at businesses that you've worked with? Well, what makes those companies different that embrace these sort of coaching standards?
I think for me, there's two things. There's one, there's leadership at the top, Bobby. So having the right mindset and mantra at the top that the people in the business really do matter. And that's not just lip service. That's taking a really human-centered approach. But the second one is not shying away from commerciality and where the business is going. So by tracking, you know, developing business, who are your relationships? What are the number of opportunities you've got? What is your win rate in winning work? This is not about shying away from commercial goals and focus, but it's by putting the humans at the heart of delivering that growth.
All right. The book is called Human Wise. The author is Helen Wada. Helen, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure, Bobby. Have a great day.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.